Why would you say it is important for parents and their young adult child who is visually impaired know about and advocate for the inclusion of the expanded core curriculum in the IEP?
Boy, I'm so glad you included this question. I have brought this up at every IEP, and the reaction I get is a lot of shuffling in the seats. There's a lot of acknowledgement that they are important issues, but where do you find the time? It is a factor of time. I read over the list. A lot of these can be incorporated in during the day, but a lot cannot. The problem is the higher functioning, mentally functioning, the visually impaired child is, the more focused there's going to be on academics, and that's necessarily so, and that's the way it should be. But that's going to crowd out time for functional life skills. But you're not going to sacrifice AP physics so that she can spend time learning to vacuum. The rationale is, well, if she can learn AP physics and differential calculus, she can sort of pick up these independent life skills. But that's faulty logic, because as we all know, when you're sighted, a lot of the ordinary functional life skills are just picked up through observation. For a blind individual, that's not going to happen. They need to be taught, they need to hand over hand, they need repetition, and lots of it. So the problem is, how do you do that? Well, there are summer camps that are devoted to these skills, and they're wonderful. But after a week or two or three, that intense focus is gone. But what's really needed is an ongoing, it's continuous. That's where the parents have to come in and snatch every teachable moment that they can find. It is a problem. It's one that we've battled for 18 years. And we just hope for the best. It is a problem, and we recognize it. But I'm glad that it's talked about, and I bring it up at every IEP meeting. It is written about in the IEP. They know that we bring it up. But it's a function of time. There's only a certain amount of waking hours in the day.